Welcome to Coming From Experience, my virtual campfire where we can all gather round and share our experiences through this little thing called life. I'm your host, Annalise, and I'm here to bring you the raddest people I've come to know, sharing their stories of growth, evolution, and their unique take on universal experiences. The stories and experiences I bring to you in this podcast will span a wide variety of topics, from career changes to motherhood, personal development, spirituality, growth in relationship, health and wellness, and so much more. I hope that these stories inspire you and open up a portal for deep connection and conversation on topics that would otherwise be left untouched. Let's dive in. Finding what you had in mind. Hello and welcome back. I thought it was about time that I jumped on and did a little solo episode for you guys and shared my own coming from experience story, one that has happened quite recently for me. For those of you that do know me, you perhaps know me as a nutritionist, and up until recently, this was a pretty true identification that I held, and it's one that I haven't shed entirely, but if you follow me on Instagram or if we move in the same circles, you've probably seen that I've stepped away from this. And I thought it could be interesting to talk about why this is, why I've taken a step back from holistic nutrition, what led me to nutrition in the first place, and where I'm going from here. I think it's important to talk about things like this because oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're doing, where we're going, and we have this big grand plan of where we see ourselves in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and sometimes having that vision can really stop us from taking steps in our alignment, in the things that we're meant to be doing. And I often questioned why I had such a hard time from detaching away from nutrition, particularly because this is my third career change, which, you know, for some people that might raise alarm bells. It doesn't really for me, because in every moment it felt true and it felt aligned, and I've been so grateful for the experience that it has taken me on. So I, you know, went to school and was asked, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? Like, you know, pick what university you want to go to and what you want to study and who you want to be in 15 bloody years time. And at that point in my life, at age 17, being an event planner, working in marketing, working PR, that felt really true for me. And so that's what I studied, and that's what I got a job in. And I did that for 5 years and I loved it. And then at the end of that 5 year period, I realized that this wasn't for me. I no longer felt lit up. I felt very frustrated, very dissatisfied with what I was doing. And kind of at a similar point in time, I had a challenge with my health and I was diagnosed with PCOS. And that's what really embarked me on this journey into nutrition. And it was through that experience that I became very passionate about health and well-being. And it wasn't something that I was overly interested in. I would exercise for purely aesthetic reasons. I calorie counted, but did not care about what was going in, just so long as it was under my, 1200 calories a day. That was all. I had no real love or affection for nutrition, even to the point where when I told my mum this, she was kind of in disbelief. She was like, you literally ate meat and potatoes and pasta, and that was it your whole life. Nutella sandwiches at school, crackers with cheese. I was a very, very basic eater and a very, very fussy eater. However, my experience that I had with that diagnosis, it really piqued my interest. I became really enthusiastic about it, and I felt this inner calling and this inner pull, and I was like, I have to do this. I have to study it. I have to know more. And I also had this deep yearning to want to help people. And that's kind of always been at my core, this desire to want to help others. And I've just noticed that's been a really consistent theme for me, and it's been morphing and changing as I've morphed and changed with it. So I've been doing nutrition for 3 years now, and I studied for 3 years prior to commencing my career in nutrition, and it felt so good to do nutrition. It felt so easy and so natural to step into a nutritionist role in a consultation capacity, and I know it was absolutely for me, because when I decided to do nutrition. Everything fell into place really beautifully. It was very kismet. It was very aligned. It was very easy. There was no resistance there. And even when I decided to move to a different state and start working in nutrition, all of that came into place really beautifully, really easily. I manifested the move, I manifested the home, I manifested the job. And, you know, that's not to say that it was easy breezy, no challenges. There was definitely obstacles and challenges and learning experiences and growth in the last 3 years. I just know that I can look back really proudly and say that what I was doing was absolutely correct for who I was in that moment in time, with no regret, and knowing that that has been a big, big part of my journey. And if I hadn't have done that, I likely wouldn't be where I am today. And so in some ways, that realization has made this acceptance of a transition into a new just that little bit easier, because I'm not looking at it thinking, what a waste, that wasn't meant for me, I'm back at square one. It's not like that at all. It actually feels like an expansion upon what I'm doing and an expansion upon myself. And while I still have big dreams and goals and ambitions of helping others, I know I still have to be really true to me and I have to follow what feels true for me. And this change and this shift is exactly that. So I want to kind of talk about the reason why I decided to move out of nutrition and a little bit more about where I'm going, because I'm having more and more conversations with people who are in some allied health service like nutrition, naturopathy, and I think they're coming up against it where they feel so limited in their capacity to help and support others. And so for me, I really went into nutrition with this holistic mindset, holistic view. I've always had a big affinity towards mindset, mental health, physical health, emotional health, all of these aspects of the self. And I guess at the time, I didn't know that there was a depth to that that I hadn't tapped into. And so as best as I could in all of my consultations, I was really attentive to not only what people were eating, you know, how they were feeling, getting in touch with their body systems, like their nervous system, their gastrointestinal system, their reproductive, you know, systems, all of that stuff. I really had a conscious effort of looking at all of these different parts of the human body and bringing them together and really addressing them from that point of view and saying, well, we might be experiencing this, but there's a trickle effect, or we can see that that runs downstream to another area, and that essentially all of our body is interconnected. Everything is communicating with one another, and that's how we need to approach health. And that felt really fucking good. That felt really aligned. I really, you know, worked with hundreds of amazing people and had such great impact with these individuals. Over the last 12 months, however, I've started to expand on who I am as a person, how I see the world, the information I take in. And so once I know things, I can't really go back to how I was doing things before. It's very hard for me to unknow what I now know. And what I learn, what I see in the world always influences how I show up in my relationships, how I interact with people, and how I go about my business and my work. So interestingly, 12 months ago, or just over 12 months ago, I stepped out on my own and I started doing nutrition in my own way. And that was kind of my first portal of liberation into working with people how I wanted to work with people. Although I loved the experience of being in a clinic, being supported by others, being mentored, being guided, it was a really beautiful way to start my career and to step into this role. I definitely felt like I wanted to do things my way a little bit more, and I wanted to have my own unique flavor to nutrition and health and wellness. Coincidentally, at the same time, around 12 months ago, or you know, 14, 15 months ago, I started to become very curious about human design. I heard about it on podcasts. I felt this real pull, this real magnetism towards it. Like, I need to know more. I need to understand myself more. And I just became more and more curious. And the interesting thing about human design, much like the prior experiences I had had with event management, I didn't touch on it earlier, but the reason why I wanted to do that was because in year 10, for some unknown reason, I put my hand up to organize our year 10 formal. And I got the biggest kick out of it. I loved it. It was so much fun. We had the best time. Everyone, I mean, to my knowledge, to what was shared with me, had a great time. And that really was quite fulfilling. And I wanted to do it again and again. And so I felt that natural pull and that natural guidance. And these decisions didn't feel like conscious mind-based decisions. It felt very body wisdom based. It was from an experience. I felt a pull. I felt guided. I felt encouraged. And that's what led me there. Likewise with nutrition, I had that experience with my health and I had this whisper in my ear that was like, I need to do this. It wasn't coming from a place of intellectualizing things or a place from the mind. Now, likewise with human design, it has been the biggest mystery to me in how I have even ended up where I am with it. But it's been my greatest example of surrender in this world, where I have truly just surrendered to the experience and I have not put any expectation, any attachment towards where it was taking me or why I was doing it. I simply just in the moment, does this feel right for me? I ask myself those questions, you know, does this feel right? Not why am I doing this? And it always felt right. So I kept following the breadcrumbs. So essentially, I got to the point of curiosity where I wanted to do a human design reading. And a friend of mine had shared about a human design reader, Brittany Eastman, on her Instagram. And for whatever reason, yet again, I felt magnetized towards her. I felt a pull. And I was like, cool, I'm going to follow her. I'm just going to see what she's all about. And she's an Aussie chick. So that's kind of cool. I want to support someone, you know, that isn't like a Jenna Zoe or the people that we know to be doing readings. I just felt magnetized towards her. And so a couple of weeks later, again, I don't know why, I had a question about human design and I was going to message someone that had a reputation in human design. But then I was like, hang on a minute, what about Brittany? I should message her and ask her and get her opinion on it and kind of open up a portal for conversation here. And I asked a question, I couldn't even tell you what it was. And she replied and she was lovely. And then again, for whatever unknown reason, I said, how do you feel about doing a service swap? Which we joke about now because she's like, I would never do that. But in the moment it felt right. And I was like, well, I don't know, kismet. So Britt said yes, we did a service swap. I did a nutrition consultation for her and she did a human design reading for me. And this was about 2 or 3 weeks into her human design business. So I was like right at the beginning of it all, which I love. I'm so grateful for that. And we had a live session and it was so informative and I just loved it. I gained so much clarity about myself. I felt so seen and I was like, oh, fuck, I want to do this for people. Like, I love working with people in nutrition, but there's so much mystery. There's so much I don't know. There's so much guessing. There's so much investigation, which I love. I love testing and investigating and helping people understand themselves. But I was like, wow, this is such a potent way to further support people in doing that. And then a couple of weeks later, Brittany shared that she was doing a human design reader training. And again, I was like, I need to do that. So I messaged her back straight away on Instagram and I was like, I need to do this. Like, please tell me how I do this and let's make it happen. And eventually that happened and I did human design reader training with her. I had private mentoring with her and I had this real love and affinity for it. And don't get me wrong, It wasn't an easy breezy process where I just stepped into it and was like a bloody legend at it. I really struggled. It was really challenging. It was really testing me. But what I noticed was is that I was very committed to it. I was very engaged with it. I was very passionate about it. And I started to share with it or share about it with my friends and my partner at the time and my mom. And it was really scary to do that because, you know, I have one friend, she's my best friend. We talk about all the most mystical, magical things in the world. And, you know, we're soul sisters on that level. And she's one of the few people where I do feel like I can talk about this stuff that not many people know about. But to share it with my mum and my partner felt really scary and really intimidating. And yet I did it anyway. I just began talking about it. And I couldn't not talk about it. I could not see the world through this lens. And so it's been a slow journey over the last 12 months where I've started to realize or started to acknowledge that there's been a lack of depth in what I do with people in a nutrition capacity. And I noticed that I was applying more and more human design principles into myself, like not only in helping me expand, helping me grow, but I was also witnessing it within my clients. And I started collecting the necessary information from my clients so that I could start to look at the human design chart and understand them on a deeper level, even if it was something that we weren't necessarily discussing. I allowed for it to inform me behind the scenes so that I could better direct them. I could understand their styles of eating. I could understand where they might be, you know, blocked or facing challenges. I could look to where they might experience stress or pressure, or, you know, how they needed to use food. Was it as a fuel source, or was it, you know, as an emotional eating tactic? I could actually start to see all of this within my clients, and I was better able to support them as a result of that. And so while that added an element of depth and I could have all of this information behind the scenes, I felt really unfulfilled because I couldn't have the conversations that I wanted to have with people. And true to form, the universe always delivers. I started getting more clients that were interested in human design, that knew about human design, that were familiar with it and wanted to have those conversations. And I started to notice that I was working more and more in this space. Now, it's also probably important to mention that I think there's a real misconception around what nutrition is or what a nutritionist does. And a lot of people will say to me like, oh, so you tell people what to eat and you write food plans. And I honestly can sit here and say that that is the tip of the iceberg of what I do with people. And to be honest, it's the least favorite part of the job. I don't just sit here and dictate to people what they eat. I definitely can guide them and I can support them and I can, you know, look at a food and symptom diary review and kind of acknowledge if there's anything that would be causing pain or discomfort within their system. But I by no means are a dictator of dietary habits. And if I can avoid it, I will, will avoid doing any food planning for an individual because that's just not fun, to be honest. What nutritionists and naturopaths really do is that they dive deep, they investigate the individual, they see the individual, they look at all matters of life, they look at stress and sleep and energy. We look at gut health, we look at reproductive health, we look at, yes, of course, dietary habits, we look at mindset, we look at bloody everything. Like, there's not something that we don't address. And I noticed that there was a tendency for my consultations to go more down a coaching path. It was very much like I'm experiencing this challenge and I started guiding and supporting people in that. And sometimes I felt really guilty. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, we've deviated off course. And they would be like, no, 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 that's exactly what I needed. There were some sessions where I wouldn't even talk about food with people. And, you know, back then I used to really worry about that. I'm like, oh, I'm not doing my job, or am I equipped to do this? But I kept getting the feedback of, I feel seen, I feel held, I feel supported. And I was like, well, that's what I'm here to do. And so, as I mentioned, I was integrating human design in the background. I was witnessing people in their design and I was beginning to understand people so much more. And then I was getting these opportunities to integrate it into my sessions. And what I noticed was is that when I was doing those sessions with people where I could talk about human design, I could overlay health and nutrition and wellness and spirituality and mindset and mental well-being and all of these things, I was feeling really lit up and I had a lot of joy within me. However, when I was doing consults with people where I couldn't talk about those things, I felt really depleted. I felt undernourished. I didn't feel like I was doing all that I could to support this person. It just felt like it wasn't enough, like it wasn't deep enough. And although in some ways nutritionists get somewhat of a bad rap, or there's a lot of people that have nutrition degrees or nutrition qualifications without ever having to do a degree, and you know, that's one issue that the industry faces, I also felt like there was another where I was being pigeonholed into, you're a nutritionist, you tell me what to eat. You know, people started to understand that I could look at gut health and hormones and support people to come into alignment in those areas. But that was really it. It was kind of like, oh, but this is all you do. I'm going to pop you in this box of nutritionist and that's where you're going to stay. And so for the last kind of, I'm going to say 6 or so months, I've really been struggling with that label, that identification, with what people were making it mean. I really didn't feel comfortable with being a nutritionist because I knew I was so much more than that. I had so much more that I could share with people. There was so much more depth that I had to me. And it's a tricky one because on the one hand, I'm like, I love human health. I love guiding people. I love helping people overcome these things. But I only want to do that if there's a depth to it, if we can look at all aspects of the being, because What's interesting is, and what I witnessed more and more and more and more with all of my nutrition consultations, is people wanted to lose weight, or they wanted to make better eating decisions or choices. They wanted to overcome chronic health issues. And while we can look at the root cause from a physiological, biological, chemical perspective within the body, I started to realize that there was actually a different root cause. There was a mindset, there was a belief, there was a conditioned way of being, there were these blocks, for lack of a better word, where we were really staying in a much lower frequency. And, you know, we can integrate that from a perspective of self-worth, as an example. If you don't feel worthy of being in good health, or having a body that is one that you enjoy to look at physically, then you're usually going to continue to behave in a way where you choose foods that will not allow for that outcome. We become kind of like these self-fulfilling prophecies. I remember so clearly, I said to a client, "Do you believe that you can lose weight?" And point blank, she said, "No, no, I do not." And I was like, "Well, how do we expect this to happen if you do not believe in it?" And so that's kind of what really made me decide that I need to shift. I need to actually shut down my nutrition practice as it stands, because it no longer serves me. It no longer feels like what I want it to be. It's not allowing me to support and guide others in a way where we can look at all aspects of the being. And it felt too limiting. It felt like I was placing myself in a box and I was allowing for people to see me in that way. And so that's where we are today. We're here kind of taking a step away from that, which, as I mentioned earlier, many nutritionists kind of face this battle from time to time, especially when they integrate other modalities. It might not be human design. It might be Ayurveda. It might be, you know, wanting to go into Chinese medicine. I feel like there's always some deeper aspect that gets brought in, because we know that we need that depth if we want to support people. You know, where a specialist might just look at your foot and never consider what's going on anywhere else. You might have, you know, a twisted ankle and they just focus so heavily on the ankle, but fail to realize that maybe it's something in your hip, maybe it's something in your shoulder that's causing this imbalance that's then caused this, you know, injury. I really like to be a person that thinks all the way up, all the way into the depths of the human, all the way into that root that I am now seeing on an energetic level, in a frequency capacity, in a way in which that's the depth that we need to go to. And for me, human design and the gene keys are a way that I can witness people in this light. Now, I understand that I've just gone from 0 to 100. I've spoken about nutrition and I'm talking about human design and I'm talking about gene keys. And I know not everyone is going to be well-versed in that. And I'm going to link you to some podcasts that my beautiful friend and mentor, Brittany Eastman, has done, so that you can become acquainted with that if you so choose. And that way you can start to understand these modalities and the depths that they can offer people in seeing themselves and understanding themselves on a much deeper level. So that's kind of where I'm at today. I just wanted to share that. I also wanted to be an example for people that want to make a shift, want to make a change, but don't really know how, or don't give themselves permission to do that. I think the biggest disservice I could do for myself right now is to be what other people want me to be, and is to continue down this path because that's what they accept for me. And while I love nutrition and while I love health and well-being, and this will always, always be a big part of me, it's not all of me. There is so much more to me as an individual. There's so much more to me in a business capacity. There's so much more to everyone than meets the eye. And I think in a world where we attribute so much of our sense of self on our career or our job title, it's really important to understand, but what feels true for me and what feels true in the moment. I touched on before, right at the beginning, having these visions and these expectations. And, you know, when I was 17 and even when I was 21 and I was working in PR, I was like, yeah, by the time I'm 25, I want to be an account director and I want to be doing this and I want to be running the show. And I never got there because it wasn't really what was true for me. It actually reminds me of this quote from Mark Manson, or this part of his book where he talks about how he wanted to be in a famous band. Like, that was his goal. That was his dream. But he would never make the time to practice and rehearse. He never got good at any of the instruments that he thought he might like to play. He had a guitar sitting around, I think it was, that he never played. And what he realized was is that he wanted the dream without doing any of the work to get there. And what I realized was of a similar vein, and that I wanted this dream because that's what I had been taught was a dream for a person in this role. And so for me, I thought laterally. I wasn't thinking, you know, outside of myself. I was like, what's the next logical step up? And that's what I was dreaming about. And then I ended up completely moving away from that and moving into nutrition. And I had these big goals and these big ambitions of writing books and speaking more and doing more. And to be frank with you, I never did it. I never did any of those things. I would start and I would stop because I knew that they weren't actually for me. And while I know that this has been such a pivotal point in my life and that I really needed to study this and be in this industry for myself and for those that I've had the honor and the pleasure of working with, I'm actually completely accepting of the fact that things are changing and things are moving and things are shifting. And honestly, that's what keeps life interesting. And this feels really good right now. And that's all that matters. The past no longer exists. It's merely but a memory. And the future never truly exists anyway. It only exists when it comes into the present moment. We can plan for the future. We can dream of the future. We can think of the future, but it's merely an illusion. All we ever have is right now. And that's what we need to follow, the truth that we feel in the now. So I wanted to share that little story with you. I hope it has, I don't know, given you a little bit of permission to do what feels really, really right for you. And I also felt called to share this because I know that I kind of just declared it on Instagram and so many people were like, what? What are you doing? What's going on? So I thought this was a really beautiful place to start. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was really fun for me to record. And if you're still here, thank you. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope you got something magical out of this episode today. If you want to keep the conversation flowing, head over to the gram and you can find me at annalise.madrell or stay up to date with the latest podcast episodes at Coming From Experience, or one word. Be sure to share this podcast with a special someone who you think might gain a lot out of this conversation, and be sure to leave a review and let me know what you think. Until next time.